This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge, and it's good to have you on board once again. I mentioned a few weeks ago that we are asking for iTunes reviews, and if you haven't left us one yet, please do. It really does help us grow the podcast. It gets us in front of more and more triathletes, and we got one in this time from, I'm trying to see who it was from. It doesn't have a name, actually. Actually, no, it does. It says by Stuff and People 1112233. So you know it is Stuff and People 112233. Thank you so much for the review. It is hugely appreciated. And it says helpful bite-sized tips. Each triathlon podcast has a niche, and this one is perfect for getting helpful and quick tips. Often, I prefer this over the one-hour-plus episode types because while those also provide lots of info, it can be time-consuming to listen and concentrate on all that material. This podcast boils it all down to what you need, even includes good interviews with high-level triathletes. Keep it up. Well, thank you very much, Stuff and People. it is hugely appreciated. Thank you for leaving us that review. Before we get into today's chat with Brian Millinette about his swim, just a big thank you to our sponsor, Wheel Science, of this episode. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're in the market for high-performance race wheels, look no further than Wheel Science. They bring you all the performance at half the price. There's a whole bunch of independent testing, and you will definitely be surprised at the quality of their wheels for a fraction of the price of the big name brand. So go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels is where you can get all the details. And we'll throw in a 10% discount as well if you use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout. That's KonaEdge at checkout, and head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. Let's chat some swimming now as we head back to Boulder, Colorado to catch up with Brian Millinette. Brian, welcome back onto the podcast. We ended our last chat by you talking about some of the unbelievable athletes in Boulder. Swimming is the weakest of the three disciplines for you. How frustrating must it be to be swimming in Boulder where there's some world-class athletes, just seeing them swimming past you like you're standing still?
Yeah, Brad, no kidding. There's Rally Sport is a place out here. I don't swim there, but a lot of the pros do. Just talking about the community here. So like my dentist is a triathlete. Dermatologist is a triathlete. Like everyone out here you meet seems to be connected to the triathlon community in some regards. And so, I was talking to my dentist about training, and her husband is a really strong swimmer. And she was like, yeah, he was feeling good. He was putting in good swim times. He had a lot of hours and he got in the pool. And, Tim DeBoom and, who was the other guy? Tim O'Donnell. So T.O. and Tim DeBoom end up being next to him in the two lanes when he hops in the pool. He's like, well, guess I'm not swimming fastest today in the workout. So yeah, they are crazy fast swimmers out here. I will never be one of them. When I first signed up for my first full Ironman, I got into a master's swim program, which I'd never done before. And I think with running, cycling, swimming, anything you can do that's surrounded by other folks and has got some structure with someone that knows what they're doing as far as a coach, is going to make you faster. And so, yeah, that master swim certainly brought me from a terrible swimmer to, I can hold my own, I'm never going to be sub 1 hour on a full. I'm never going to be, well, maybe someday I'll be sub 30 on a half, but that's still a couple minutes outside of my PR today.
Brian, I mean, training in Boulder, and you talk about the caliber of athletes, that's one of the disadvantages if you're not up there. It must be super frustrating. But one of the big positives, I think, is being in that environment. There are some amazing people, like you say. I know there are some great master swim groups in Boulder, but there's also some great coaches. So in order to get help, and if you want to get better in the swim, because it's so technical, that in my mind, is the only way to do it.
I totally agree. Yep. I think for those of us that didn't swim competitively in the past, that there is a lot of technique to swimming and repetition to build that muscle memory and someone to make sure that you're building the correct muscle memory is super important.
Absolutely. Favorite workouts in the water? What do you love doing?
So that's another thing that as I've gotten into a coaching program and they can provide breakdowns for the swim workouts is it breaks up the time. Honestly, I don't know that I have a favorite workout, but what I used to do before I had coaching programs to follow is I would just hop in the pool and swim for a half an hour, 45 minutes or an hour, like literally just swim straight laps for that long. Which made me a little bit better. But it was maybe as much of a mental workout as it was a physical workout, which helps for some regards for triathlon. And every once in a while to go just swim a half an hour straight is probably a good thing for that mental aspect. But, just having the workouts broken up into a bunch of 50s, a bunch of 100s, mix in some 300s, do some warm up drill stuff, and then have kind of a main set. And the coaching program that, that I follow, Lisa Boulder Coaching always sets me up with like a pole set at the end. So I've got a warm up set and then I've got a main set of a bunch of reps. And then I've got the pole at the end. And I mean, for me, the pole is almost like a rest, not being a great swimmer. I think my back end sinks a little bit. So when I get that float buoy in and I'm on the pole, the hand pole, paddles. I kind of look forward to it because it means the workout's almost done, and just breaking up that monotony of that hour into a bunch of smaller intervals, makes it much more enjoyable, and makes that workout go by much quicker. So for me, not being a swimmer at heart, it's really having a way to break that time up and do shorter little bursts throughout that I enjoy.
Absolutely. I think that is some great advice. Well, Brian, I look forward to talking about your bike next time out, but we'll save that for next week here on the Cone Edge.
Sounds good, Brad. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the podcast. We're back again tomorrow where we chat some biking. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you to Brian as well for sharing some of his advice with regards to getting better in the water. And a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the podcast, Wheel Sites. If you'd like to find out more about what they do, and if you've got any questions about wheels, I tell you what, Peter is the man in the know and more than willing to help. You can hop on a call if you're thinking about buying a set of wheels and finding out exactly what will work for you. Just head over to their website, okay? If you click on the link in the podcast player below this podcast, or if you simply head over to theconaedge.com/wheels, you can get all the details there. And make sure that if you are going to buy yourself a set of wheels, you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, and you'll get 10% discount. That's KONAEDGE at checkout for 10% off. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.